Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have an update. United Airlines has lifted their nationwide ground stop of all flights they had today. For those of you that decided to skip the Labor Day rush and leave or come back on Tuesday, those of you with United Airlines flight this morning probably noticed that there was an issue. And there was all planes that were in the air would be allowed to land, but none would be taking off as of 1:10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, about 40 minutes later, they lifted it. So apparently it was due to a computer issue, according to the FAA. So the ground stop they were able to fix whatever was the issue within 40 minutes. So according to United Airlines told Daily Mail, we are experiencing a system-wide technology issue and are holding all aircraft at their departure airports. Of course, those planes in the air were still allowed to land. Flights that are already airborne are continuing to their destinations planned. We're currently investigating and will share more information as it becomes available. So we still don't know exactly what's going on. People were posting, somebody get Pete Buttigieg again. Pete Buttigieg said he was aware of the ground stop. He said FAA is currently receiving more information about the cause and scope of the issue, and DOT will make sure United Airlines meets its obligations to affected passengers. And so United had predicted it would have its busiest Labor Day weekend on record, experiencing 2.8 million passengers from last Wednesday to Tuesday. So luckily for this, my guess is, most people still stayed at the airport, et cetera, although, when you're told that there's an electrical issue, that does make you nervous. Right now we're looking at not as bad. About 52 flights canceled in terms of all the airlines in the U.S. 916 canceled, 1,500 delays going into, out, or within the U.S. I'm a little nervous when it comes to computers and planes. I know there's this big push to have pilotless planes. I don't know if I like that. And, of course, that push happened with the German Wings pilot that decided to lock the other pilot out and then take the plane and smash it into a mountain? If I have that story correct from a few years back. So that's scary. So people are like, well, let's get humans out of it so nobody could crash our plane. But I worry that if it is computers, what if somebody decides to hack? Or if... I really like knowing that there's humans there. Just please vet the humans and make sure they don't want to kill everybody on board. And having a lot of friends who are pilots, I do. I trust the pilot. I trust humans being there. But, Pete Buttigieg really has had his hands full. And I don't know if it's because we're reporting on all the issues that we have with trains, planes, automobiles, airports, and all that, or if it just is somebody sleeping at the wheel. I don't know. We've definitely this year, and I don't think we're reading anything into it or making a bigger deal than it is. We've had a lot of clusters and a half this year and a half when it comes to airlines and delays and flights being canceled. And when people say, well, it's severe weather, so we've had severe weather a lot. We've had, severe weather. I think a lot of it also, which nobody wants to say, is a lot of these cancellations of flights that we've had, maybe not today, of course, but has been staff issues. We have, when you don't have the staff, I had a plane that was delayed. They said they had to wait for the crew to come from another plane, but when that crew landed, one of the crew members wanted to call out sick. Maybe they were sick, but they wanted to call out sick, so the crew was there minus one. So then they had to scramble and get another crew person. And it could just be that person was exhausted from that labored flight, delayed flight. But, when you don't have enough staff, and I don't know what the Department of Transportation could do to solve that when we have labor crisis all throughout. But I just, when we were having the computer glitches with Southwest and the other computer glitches and the delays and, this is something that I think Pete Buttigieg does have control over. I think if there are going to be issues with computers, right, you're supposed to be on a regular basis doing tests, doing trials, making sure everything is working. And it always seems to be we have issues during the holiday weekends or after the holiday weekends or around busy weekends. And it could just be, people are maybe not doing their, QA checks or whatever they're supposed to do. Maybe it's because somebody's understaffed. Maybe it's because the system is overwhelmed. I don't know. But that's what the Department of Transportation is supposed to oversee. And make sure everybody's doing their job. Make sure all the software is up to date. Wasn't there one airline, I don't know if it was Southwest, where they were having a software issue? They were using an out-of-date software issue. That's on the Department of Transportation. Why aren't you making sure everybody's using up-to-date software? Why aren't you requiring software checks? I mean, this is kind of what, I think the FAA, after the Maui disaster, no warnings, they're doing a check later this month on the emergency broadcast system. Instead, what we've been hearing is, we don't need AM radio in electric vehicles. Get rid of a lot of, talk shows and things like that. No, we need to have means to access everybody. Planes, trains, automobiles, ham radio, AM radio. And, this is something that we are assuming the people who we have hired, that we're paying for with their taxpaying dollars are doing their jobs. So I'm not blaming this particular issue on Pete Buttigieg, but boy, Pete really has has a lot to explain, what happened while he reigned as head of the Department of Transportation. And again, he was mayor of a town, and I like the guy a lot. He's a nice guy. It's just, was he the right person for the job? And of course, people have been advertising his leave, whenever he takes off and goes on vacation. And I mean, everybody's allowed a vacation, but I would rather we actually see what people are doing, and we just don't want to see mistakes, and we don't want to see stuff happening. And what it seems like flying now is a mess. Every time I fly, I now have to expect it to be a cluster. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Everyone, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 4th is National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals and medical centers on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you cannot donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word during National Blood Donation Week. It all saves lives. You could sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. That's drdahlia.com. Remember, if one pint of blood can save three lives, imagine what the whole country could do.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so some of you have asked, one of you asked in particularly, how did I get Democrat and Republican governors to unite on this blood donation week? And it was because I asked each one individually. I didn't get everybody into a room. And so this basically where the National Blood Donation Week came from. And I know it's not the most exciting news story out there, but hopefully it kind of give you guys some ideas on how to get something done. And I was blown away that this was a way to get something done. And I'm not trying to, you know, toot my own horn, but when you're trying to get something done on a national scale and you have, you know, such political divide, what do you do? So where this whole Blood Donation Week came from, is, you know, I did a lot of stuff for my local city and community. And so one of my friends, Laura Alvarado from Vitalant, which was used to be United Blood Services, had said, look, you know, what can we do to, you know, get more drives? You know, can you host another blood drive? And I'm like, well, what if I get the whole state to do it? What if we get the... So I had seen Governor Sandoval at an event later that week, and I go, if I want to do that, you know, he goes, you want me to a proclamation? I go, yeah. He goes, if you know how to write a proclamation, if you write the proclamation, I could sign it. So I learned how to write a proclamation, and the proclamation was to help declare Nevada Blood Donation Day. That then allowed there to be this campaign for all across Nevada to, you know, group up and try to get blood. And we started in the spring to help with the summer, but we found that National Preparedness Month, which is September, and we're going to talk a lot about how to, you know, prepare. And, you know, preparedness month usually comes around peak hurricane season, and there was a blood drought during the summer, and so September allows us to replenish that and prepare for the year and get prepared for the winter. It's also a month for vaccinations, and so it really aligned for us to move it to, you know, to move a blood donation date to September. And when I saw that, it was so much, you know, it really wasn't that hard to approach a governor in Nevada to do this. I go, why don't I approach all the governors? So I reached out to all the governors across, you know, the United States, and the majority of them love the idea. I would submit a proclamation for their state. They would sign it. And I'm like, well, let's get it all the same day. Some of them didn't, you know, necessarily, you know, but for the most part, they all were like, "This, yeah, we'll do it on that date." And I also kind of explained to them that this is something other states are doing as well. Now, I didn't want them to think that they would be left out. You could still celebrate it without a governor proclamation. But seeing Republican and Democratic governors, you know, support something so easily, without question. Now, we still have some governors that are not on board, and it could just be maybe they got a lot going on, maybe because there's always, you know, requests for blood donation. But this has started to, I think we're in our seventh year of national, but eighth year of starting this. And so it really was just, you know, I'm just going to tell you what we need. It helps you. It helps the, you know, with the governors. We really didn't have to, with the governors that were always on board, have to convince them. For other governors, it was like, look, you know, this isn't going to hurt your campaign. You're supporting blood donation. The other states are doing it. So it's not going to hurt. All it could do is help. And so when you pick a cause that doesn't necessarily now hurt anybody. I know there's been a lot of concern about gay men who have sex with men, not being able to donate. And the FDA is slowly and making moves to almost end that, because, you know, the it's all on the honor system. So how many heterosexual men are being very open about drug use and sex with multiple partners, et cetera? So one governor had included in the proclamation a year or two back that they did also want the FDA to reverse its ban on men who have sex with men donating blood. So governors can add their own take to it if they want to, but it basically is just about, one, honoring our blood banks like Vitalant, American Red Cross, Blood Bank of Delmarva, Blood Bank of Hawaii, Blood Bank of Alaska, Rhode Island Blood Center, Life South, Life Share, Community Blood Centers, One Blood in Florida. It's really about just, one, honoring the blood banks, and two, reminding you guys that we're in trouble and we need blood. You know, when you look at the statistics, every 2 seconds, somebody in the U.S. needs blood or platelets. So in my talking, how many people have been requiring blood as we speak? 29,000 units of red blood cells are needed every day in the United States. 29,000 units. So do we have 30,000 people donating on a regular basis every day? I hope so. But it's not happening in some of the areas of Maui. It's not happening in the flooded areas of Florida. It's not happening where there's wildfires or extreme weather. 5,000 units of platelets and 6,500 units of plasma are needed daily. 16 million blood components are transfused each year in the U.S. Not to mention sickle cell. Sickle cell affects 90 to 100,000 people in the U.S. 1,000 babies are born with sickle cell each year, and they require blood transfusions throughout their lives. The blood transfusion, the average one is 3 units. So when I donated blood, on Friday, that was only one-third of what could help somebody. Now, I say that one unit of blood could help three people. It can't. One unit of blood can help save three lives. But sometimes the average transfusion needs three of those units. So I might only be helping a third of saving a life on one day, or I could be saving multiple lives because there's parts to that blood that can be used, siphoned off, and used for multiple patients. And so that's how that statistic works. Single car accident victims may need 100 units of blood. We can't make blood or platelets. I know we've tried to make blood and artificial blood. We're not there. Now, blood type most needed is type O, but honestly, I'm B positive. Blood from any of you, AB, O, will take. According to the American Cancer Society, 1.8 million people are close to about 2 million people are diagnosed with cancer each year. A lot of times they need chemotherapy. That chemotherapy causes them to lose blood and need blood. Or become anemic. So National Blood Donation Week is September 1 to September 7th. Okay, if you can't donate blood, no big deal. If you can't donate blood, but you know what? If you could host a drive, you're even then saving more lives. Because when you host a drive, they could sometimes get 20, 25 people, even more, to donate. And it doesn't cost you any money. If you reach out to Vitalant, American Red Cross, One Blood, and say, look, I want to host a drive, they will help you find a day that works good for you, works good at work. They'll bring everything. They'll even bring the cookies. You don't have to do anything. All you have to do is tell people where to sign up at work for that blood drive. It really doesn't cost anything. And then if you are bringing in 30 units of blood, and even though you can't donate yourself, you're still saving lives. It's a fantastic. It is. I worked at a university and I brought in a blood donation there. And I hear they still do it, even though I'm no longer at the university because I'm doing this full time. So, it's amazing what you could do. But to get something done with Republican and Democratic governors is sometimes just leave the politics out of it. And showing that, and because one thing I do believe, even though I think the primary job for any politician is to, again, get elected, that's, you know, the politicians have to stay in politics and get reelected, you know, and to, you know, help their parties stay in office. But another thing, too, is, you know, many of them do, deep down, want to make a change and want to help and want to save lives. Yeah, I was told we had a horrible, horrible shooting. October 1, 2017, the Harvest 91 Festival. And there were individuals who were not supportive of me doing this campaign where I worked. I did it anyway. And I was told by people in the hospitals and blood banks that the blood donation week luckily brought in enough blood where they had enough blood ready to go when that shooting happened. You never know what's going to happen weeks from now. And it's interesting, whenever there is a shooting or there is a horrible tragedy, people will line up like that post-nightclub shooting. People lined up to donate blood. Thank God for you guys for doing that. But we need the blood a few days before because they need to process it. So we actually need to be lining up to give blood when there's not a tragedy so that when there is a tragedy, we're ready to go. And so September is National Preparedness Month. First week of September is National Blood Donation Week. September 4th is National Blood Donation Day. And what it does is it helps us get our blood supplies ready to go. God forbid there's a hurricane, wildfire, earthquake, cancer, car accident, shooting. We want to be ready. 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. All eyes on Congress this month as U.S. lawmakers face a shutdown deadline October 1st. Former White House trade advisor Peter Navarro going on trial today as the second ex-aide to former President Donald Trump to be prosecuted for criminal contempt of Congress. North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un is reportedly scheduled to travel to Russia this month to meet with President Vladimir Putin as the two countries move toward an arms deal. More than 25,000 pounds of frozen chicken strip meals have been recalled because they could contain pieces of plastic. The recall does include Banquet chicken strips meal. The Food and Safety Inspection Service says there's been at least one reported injury. Some schools in the Northeast will be dismissed early for the next few days due to the extreme heat. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets, and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I didn't go to Burning Man. I have never been to Burning Man. And, I mean, I think it would be fun. I just don't have the time. I got to work. I don't have the ability to be out and with crowds. And I get it's, I do get the attraction. I know a lot of people don't understand why Burning Man would be so much fun. But I love being around people. I love meeting new people. I have an RV. Kind of cool to be at a festival, meeting new people, walking around, partying. I can see. I just don't have the time. I wish I did. And when we had Hurricane Hillary, and for Nevada, I live in Nevada, for Nevada to even give a hurricane warning to people. We really were like, what the hell is going on here, right? We thought 2020 was odd. That really, we're dealing with a hurricane in 2023? Northern Nevada got hit really hard. A lot of flooding. So when I heard Burning Man was supposed to happen a few days later, I'm like, well, it's not. They wouldn't do that because if you understand Nevada desert, even the high desert, it's not a very absorptive ground. We have a lot of flooding. We get a lot of mud. So if we flood it out once and we are kind of in monsoon season, I didn't think Burning Man was going to happen. Well, it did. And then we got hit with more rain than we did from Hurricane Hillary. Most of this last weekend was pouring rain, and I live in Las Vegas. Well, apparently, people were stuck for days. 70,000 people. And they had to block off the roads because the roads were too muddy. And they didn't want people getting stuck in the roads. So they told everybody to shelter in place until the roads could dry up. I think Chris Rock hiked on foot and then was luckily picked up by a fan who was able to take him to the street. You know, and people will say, well, why didn't anybody make calls? The cell towers, I don't think, were working. I think power was out. And the average person doesn't have a sat phone. You should have a satellite phone, but the average person doesn't. So we're being told that as of that Exodus operations have officially begun. And so people are, they started, I think, evacuations, or people were able to leave yesterday. Apparently, drivers, it took them about 7 hours to just drive 5 miles just to get to the nearest paved road. Luckily, by mid-morning, it dropped about 2-3 hour traffic, in terms of traffic. But 72,000 attendees traveled there. It's a remote site in northern Nevada, 120 miles north of the nearest airport in Reno. See, people think that it's near Vegas. It's not. It's actually north of Reno. So luckily it wasn't hot, you know, as southern Nevada could be. But the airport warned on social media that it did not have the facilities to house travelers for long periods of time while they sorted out plans. It's a nice airport, but it's a small airport. Reno International Airport is not the biggest airport. I think there's only two gates, A gate and B gate. Not really a busy airport. It's going to probably have to expand because Reno is getting a lot bigger. But Reno was the biggest little city in the West, and it was known for that because it was a small city, and now it's becoming bigger. So participants have been stranded since Sunday. The storms turned the desert into a mud bath. An inch of precipitation flooded the area. So event organizers closed access to the festival until vehicles could safely pass and warned campers to conserve food and water. Now, some people had a lot of extra food. I saw Spam, and I mean people camped out so they could feed, and they could feed others. Because people come and you feed, and you know, they're but all of a sudden everybody had to kind of remember, you are isolated. So it's not like you could go and buy water somewhere. And I don't even know if there's any wells nearby. So porta potties were overflowing. So if you didn't have an RV, and by the way, I don't think there was RV hookup, so you could only potty so much. Yeah, I like when I could take my RV and we could get power, we could get sewage, but without that, you're just working on your generator. So, but it didn't dampen moods. People had been pooling their food. They had, you know, packed a lot of food, and they were, and I'm sure anybody who needed help, other people helped. People were sharing warm clothes, phone chargers. Music kept going on. People were still partying it up and having fun and all that. So, because people say, Burning Man won't happen next year. I don't think so. I think a lot of people will still go, though they might just plan on, you know, being there a little longer. But, you know, I've lived in the desert, so I understand the desert. The desert weather is unpredictable. Yeah, you could predict heat. But when it rains, it pours and it floods. We had a slew of flooding. We had a lot of flash floods because the rain just kept. The problem with Las Vegas or Nevada is we don't get like Seattle where you'll get rain on, you know, a good part of the year and little bits and it might drizzle and whatever. We only get rain when there's a thunderstorm. or a group of thunderstorms come in. So it just pounds, pounds, pounds. And so our cacti, the reason why we have cacti in the desert is because they know they have to store water when they get it. They know they aren't going to get water all the time. So when they do get water, they need to store up as much as they can. So Burning Man runs from August 27th through September 4th. So there, this I'm sure it is going to come again next year. Oh yeah, music producer Diplo was with Chris Rock. They walked 6 miles before they hitched a ride from a fan in a pickup truck. So luckily they had water and they were able to do that. But you're out in the middle of nowhere, miles from you know local towns. So we'll see. I mean, there was, however, a death. Somebody did die. I'm not exactly sure the cause of death. The festival has been going on since 1986. It started as a small gathering in San Francisco. Now we see everybody come, and the ticket prices started, I think, $575, according to NPR. They say, now remember, the weekend started with some drama because climate protesters caused miles of gridlock. And they parked a 28-foot trailer on the road. So there were miles upon miles of cars in gridlock. And, you know, the issue I have with that, with climate protesters, is they actually might have worsened the climate by doing that. Because now you had cars idling and sitting there in the burning sun, or in the cold, depending on what time of day it was, that needed heat or air or, and people think, well, the climate activists don't really bother people and put people at risk. That does put people at risk. If you're stuck in a car with no food, no, carbon monoxide, you're stuck in hours of traffic, that doesn't really help the climate at all. And with Burning Man, I love the idea of festivals. I love the idea of people getting together. We had the October 1 shooting here in 2017 with the, Harvest 91 festival, and it made people very nervous about crowds, although young people still like to go for crowds, and they're just aware, and we have, amazing security here in town, and multiple places have been, but we've really started to limit the parades, the festivals, the people getting together. I looked at a picture of a Hollywood Bowl that was built in 1929. Wow. To get that many people together. And that was our entertainment. I hate the fact that everybody's just watching Netflix or watching videos at home and not connecting with other people. So I'm a fan of festivals. It's just if it's flooded out days before, I hope these 72,000 people realized that, yeah, it could flood again. And if they were like, we're going to work through it, we're going to bring plenty of food, then good. But for those that were like, how did this happen? Really read up on what happens with weather and the topography, because I don't want people stranded or dying again. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners.
This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time to get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So which came first, the higher wages or the inflation? Will we ever know? As prices of things went up, we had to pay workers more. Because employers had to pay workers more, they raised the price. Employers said things are more expensive. What I'm getting paid still isn't enough. I want more. Employers rate, well, we'll raise more, but we got to raise the prices to pay you more. And now we are seeing ridiculous prices for things, and we still feel like we don't make enough money to pay for what's out there. Well, the Biden administration has proposed a rule to increase overtime pay for millions of workers. And this is making a lot of small business people as well as consumers nervous. So the U.S. Department of Labor's proposed rule called Restoring and Extending Overtime Protections will require employers to pay overtime to certain workers making less than about $55,000 per year, which is a dramatic increase from the $36,000 current threshold. So the National Retail Federation felt that the proposed threshold is well above the rate of inflation and that the administration has not had the authority to tie the hands of future administrations through automatic increases. The last time the threshold was increased was 2020, when workers making less than $35,568 annually were required to receive time and a half overtime pay. Before that, the threshold of overtime was set at $23,660. So this salary thing, I've had salary jobs and I've had hourly jobs. The hourly jobs were cool because I would clock out when I finished. So whatever hours I worked, they had to pay me for. And if you work over 40 hours a week, then, you know, whatever was over 40 hours, you got paid time and a half. Most of the time, the employers were like, no, you know, just clock out so you don't go to overtime. And I get it. Overtime's a lot of money. And I remember when I was clocking out of one job, I was new to the job, so I was getting ready to clock out, and there was a line by the clock. And I'm like, oh, no, it's not working, because I had just had a baby. So I wanted to get home to my baby. I wanted to clock out and get home to my baby. And they're like, we're waiting for the 7. And I'm like, what? They go, once the minute hits the 7 mark, we get paid for a whole nother quarter hour, because it rounds up to the 15. I mean, you think the 8 would make it round up, not the 7, but anyway. So apparently, since it was 11:04 at night, or whatever it was, we were waiting, and I mean, I was waiting in line, so I couldn't just cut the line. I mean, I suppose I could have, saying I just want to clock out now, but everybody was saying, look, it's just another minute or two, and then we'll all clock out. And so I'm like, you know, oh, man. And luckily, by the time I usually got done, nobody was there, so I just clock out and leave. But, you know, I mean, workers know how to make more money. They know how to get, you know, you got paid for an extra 15 minutes if you clocked out, you know, after the 7-minute mark. And I've had employees that did the same thing, and, you know, you're like, come on. You know, but what do you do? It's pennies considering what these workers do for us. But, I would only get paid for the work I did. Now, I have had salary jobs where the amount of work I did on the weekends and all that weren't compensated because it was a part of the salary. I didn't mind because I'm a workaholic. I wasn't told to work on the weekends, but I'm like, you know what? I want to get this done, and I want to do this right, and I want to do a really good job, so I'm going to spend extra time on it. And I'm going to do more for the students because I want them to know that I really care, and I'm going to email them back each individually. And there was, you know, hundreds of students I was working with. And so, yeah, you can in a overtime role or a salary role, work a lot of extra hours than you're getting paid for. But you have some individuals, or the way it's gone, is if an employee makes you salary, where you are getting paid to do a job, and the hours may fluctuate. So the reason why there's that flexibility is because sometimes you have to fly for work. So if you're on a plane and you have to fly, then you're at that place. You have to fly back. You might have actually, you had to, you know, trek to a hotel. You're in that city for work, not for, shall we say, you know, pleasure. That whole time you're there in that city is hours on the job because you're away from your family. Well, then no employer would be able to pay for somebody to travel for work if they not only had to pay for travel, but have to pay for overtime for all those extra hours. So salary employees, if you're salary, you know, and you take this work trip as part of the job. Now, they might say, you know what, come back and take Friday off so, you know, you feel you have some time with the family. They might have that flexibility, but because you're salary, there's that flexibility. Salary also, I think, could work really, really well for employees where, let's say, so one thing where the hourly wage, I think, hurt employees is some of them would miss 3-4 days because they were out of their leave. They used up all their leave, but they needed to take 3-4 days. Either they were sick or whatever. So they want to make up the hours the following week. But if they make up the hours the following week, that employer has to pay overtime. So the employer tells them, no, you can only work the hours up into 40. So then they can't make up those extra hours. When you're an hourly employee, because overtime is expensive, your employer may refuse you overtime to work the extra hours. Whereas somebody on salary, they're like, look, I'm going to work extra. I'm going to stay late next week, work a couple extra shifts if I could get the days off this week. If it's tit for tat, it works fine. So there's this flexibility that works. The problem is if you have salary workers and now at a certain threshold, the overtime pay has to now be included on individuals that it's obviously going to transfer costs to the consumer. Several trade groups have contested that the Biden administration's latest proposal was too rapid an increase in such a short time. It went from $23,660 to $35,500. That was from a 2004 to 2020 change. Now it's going from $36,000 to $5,500. That's kind of a big jump. So they say the Labor Department's proposal to implement yet another overtime salary threshold increase is a massive disruption change that would create negative economic impacts for both hotel workers and employers. That's according to the American Hotel and Lodging Association. They say small business owners continue to grapple with the rising cost of conducting business and inflationary pressures. If implemented, the DOL's proposal, they say, would result not only in crushing increases in labor costs for employers, but also significant tax hikes and administrative costs as well. So apparently, another group blasts the one-size-fits-all, saying the rule ignores the flexible work arrangements that are common in the industry, which would reduce opportunities for growth, lead to reduced work hours for workers, and consolidate jobs. So, you know, you don't want to pay multiple people overtime. So what they might do is fire somebody and say, well, if we're going to pay overtime, I only want to pay one person. So you do those extra hours. And, you know, and so it's, you know, I think a lot of employees are taking advantage of it. I think a lot of employees work extra hours without getting paid. I think that one of the reasons why we have labor laws is because of the BS that happened during the Industrial Revolution, and we needed protections for workers, which I support. But the one thing I've noticed is once you implement these rules, like, all right, if a worker works over 40 hours, you have to give them overtime pay or time and a half. Well, then when somebody wanted to make extra money and work an extra shift, they were denied because the overtime pay is so much more. And even when the employee said, look, I won't, I'm not asking for overtime. I just want to work extra hours next week to make more money. You can't, because the labor board will still get you, will still fine you. So we got, you know, sometimes these rules actually can work against the employees if they don't, you know, get to have that flexibility. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.